Welcome all to beautiful Cedar Point here in beautiful Sandusky, Ohio for our 2019 Announcement Spectacular. Now please welcome to the stage President of Cedar Fair, Matt Wiemet, and Director of Communications for Cedar Point, Tony motherfucking Clark.
Good morning everyone, I'm Matt, and welcome. It's a big day for Cedar Fair today as we announce all the exciting new additions for our parks in 2019. But first, I'd like to start by thanking Tony here for inviting us to his beautiful park. Hey, Tony.
Hi, this way, Tony Clark.
Oh, wow. Bend me over and brandish me, Tony.
Gross.
Yes, very gross. Now, let's not keep these poor people waiting. So, Tony, since this is your park, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
New for 2019! Shut up, you fox! I'm talking!
My name is Tony!
At Cedar Point, we deserve the best of the best! So in 2019, we'll be taking the best of the best! That's right! We realized that when Mean Streak became Steel Vengeance, we created the world's best wooden roller coaster! But we reduced the number of wooden coasters in our park! So I'm pleased to announce that we are transplanting Shivering Timbers from Michigan's Adventure right here to Cedar Point!
But don't worry, Michigan fans. In its place in 2019, Michigan's Adventure will be getting their largest addition in 10 years. All of the old broken dinosaurs from our Dinosaurs Alive attractions.
In 1989, Cedar Point made history with the world's first ever hypercoaster. But poor Magnum XL 200 is sitting in the back of the park all alone for almost 30 years. Well, roller coasters deserve love too. So we're excited to inform you that we're moving Wild Thing from Valley Fair right here to Cedar Point for all you fucks to enjoy!
Don't worry, Valley Fair. We haven't forgotten you. New in 2019, Valley Fair will be receiving all of our old trash receptacles with the Cedar Point logo still intact.
Yeah! So now, when you're walking around Valley Fair, you can pretend you're at a good park! Quiet! Hey! We can't forget about our sister park, Kings Island. We hate that their inverted coaster is better than ours. So brand new for next season, Banshee is ours, bitches! Suck my dick, Kings Island!
Now, 2019 is still a very exciting year for Kings Island. We're proud to announce that we are building an all-new Banshee Memorial to be placed right next to your existing Son of Beast Memorial. Boy, howdy! Now, buckle up, because we're not done. At Worlds of Fun in 2019, we will be removing both Mamba and Patriot and putting in two used Vekoma boomerangs in their place, making them the only park in the world with three.
So we'll be melting down those rides to build statues of me, Tony fucking Clark. And we'll be putting them at the entrance of every Cedar Fair park. Fuck yeah!
Tony, I love you!
Thank you! In 2019, at Doherty Park, we'll be removing steel floors. And we'll be placing it in storage here at Cedar Point. We'll think of something to do with that piece of shit!
But also, at Dorney Park in 2019, you can say goodbye to Hydra as you know it, as we are performing the world's first floorless to stand-up conversion.
Run around with Kang, bitches! 2019, we've canceled their dive coaster, and we're building it here instead. And you Canadian bitches will be getting a new 4D film, The Life and Death of John fucking Candy. Really?
Oh, yeah. Let's move to Carowinds.
Carowinds! Fury 325! We want it! We're taking it! Do it with Cedar Point in 2019! Fury 325!
You can have anything you want, Tony. But new for 2019, at Carowinds, we're happy to announce that we are expanding to two parks. That's right. We built a wall separating the North and South Carolina sides of the park. Experience the thrill of paying double the price.
Hey, there's more! We can't have just two of the 3 giga coasters in the U.S. Fuck no! That's right, you fucks! We're moving Intimidator 305 from King's Dominion right here to the best theme park on the fucking planet! See the fucking ball!
And at King's Dominion, enjoy an all-new basketball challenge court. Go ahead, shoot those hoops to win a giant stuffed poop emoji. Next up to sunny California. Let's start at California's Great America.
No! In 2019, we struck gold! That's right, Gold Strikers coming to Cedar goddamn fucking fun!
And in 2019, at California's Great America, our guests can enjoy all new, higher parking, and ticket fees.
Hey! Don't forget Knott's Berry Farm! We're in 2019! Accelerator and Mrs. Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant are moving to Cedar Point in an all-new joint dining and ride experience!
Experience Mrs. Knott's Fried Chicken at 82 miles per hour. But have no fear, Knott's Berry Farm fans. Starting in 2019, Knott's Berry Farm will be getting a Chick-fil-A Express. Eat more chicken.
Close on Sunday, bitches!
So, thank you for joining us for the Cedar Fair 2019 announcements. We are so excited for all the additions coming to our properties in 2019. Tony, I'm just so sorry we couldn't be more for you here at Cedar Point.
Well, you can suck my dick, Leavitt!
Yes, sir.
I'm totally fucking clogged!
Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
What's up, bitches? Welcome to episode 37.
37? Wow.
37. By now, I was sure we'd have given up.
Right. But no, we made it. We've made it through 37.
We did. You know, gosh, it's been quite the fucking week. How's your week been?
Oh, dude, my week was fucking awesome. I went down to Alabama. Well, obviously, you heard what I did. You heard what I did.
I did. I heard you knocked up a couple of hookers.
Hey, that wasn't what we were, that's not what I'm talking about.
That's
not what I'm talking about.
I mean, can we talk about that, though? I mean, this sounds like something that we need to talk about.
Well, no. No, we can't. Okay. They swore me in secrecy or something.
Interesting. Must have been good.
Of course it was.
I've been trying to get pregnant all week because I'm a little bit jealous.
Jealous of what?
Well, what are you jealous of? Obviously, Mike Collins, he's having a kid. Drew the intern, they're having kids. Well, I want to have an abortion too.
Your dad should have done that and then we wouldn't have had to worry about you.
Oh my gosh.
If you want abortion, just go to Beach Bend Park based on their maintenance.
Listen, I don't really care what my faggot father did or did not do.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that he didn't. or whatever.
So I'm assuming what you're talking about is that you went and basically rode your ass off on Rampage again.
Yeah, I rode it three times.
What the fuck is wrong with you? For someone who hates wooden roller coasters, you sure seem to be riding them a lot.
Well, that ride has a special place in my heart, we should say.
Fucking hell. Are you a coaster sexual?
Fuck no, I'm not a coaster sexual. No, but I do have a confession.
Oh, really?
That ride has made me bi-curious.
Oh, shit. Wow. I'm sorry, Goliath. I care about you deeply, but I don't want to fuck you.
That's fine. No. But steel and wood, not.
Well, I mean, whether
that.
It's hard as steel or hard as wood, I don't fucking care. I still don't want to fuck you.
Well, good. I don't want you to fuck me either, so we're good.
I might.
Well, good.
Excellent.
All right, I'm real confused. What are we talking about here?
Well, I now like, kind of like, questioning liking wooden coasters.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's good, because your taste in steel coasters was kind of shit based on Goliath at Six Flags.
Dude, you didn't write the... Where did you write? Did you write in row three?
Not yet.
Okay,
I will
then.
Next Saturday.
Okay, then. You can't say it. You can't talk shit until you write in row three.
All right, and if it's still terrible, then... I have free reign to talk shit all I want about it.
You're welcome to do that.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, it depends if there's even anyone there to run the ride.
That's a valid point.
Very true.
That is true.
100% true. That
yeah,
is.
All our employees are at school today. It's a Saturday, bitch. Yeah, it's that special school because they abuse the teachers.
So, Goliath, you like wood now. So does that mean, does your girlfriend, does she know about this? Or your wife, I should say?
My wife does.
Is that going to make her jealous?
No, not at all.
No, she doesn't care. She's angry at him always anyway.
Pretty much.
She's happy to have anyone else deal with his ass for a while.
Pretty much. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. But you know what? Everyone, welcome to this show. We are
glad
that you are here. Of course, I'm sure that you've heard we have the wonderful, the talented, the large and in charge, Goliath. Hello, Goliath.
Yes. Hello, Slater. But that's not all. It's not just Slater and I going back to old school season one episode. Well, until we got Gare-Bear, which he's not here today, by the way.
Not yet. He might be here in a minute.
Oh, okay. Okay. I look forward to hearing about hang time.
Me too. But you know what? We also have the wonderful, the talented Ducky. Hello, Ducky.
Oh. Well, hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
And then, of course, we also have my favorite, my replacement for Gare-Bear. Hey, Muscle Daddy.
Hey. I'm bringing that hard-hitting action like I'm an Ohio State coach.
Yay. This isn't the straight talk segment. Shut up. But you know what? Like always, we always have a guest.
Yes, we do.
Our guest will soon be Gare-Bear.
Our guest.
Because he can't show up.
So here's the question. Who will have more appearances on their podcast? Will it be Gare-Bear or will it be Clint Novak? I mean,
let me tell you. I guarantee you, Clint's just going to be on In the Loop even less. He's just too distracted right now by Taylor Bybee. But anyways.
Man, those classes were awesome.
I know those classes were awesome. But can we introduce our guest? I'm feeling so rude here. And I keep getting interrupted. Yeah, Andrew Locke, whatever. Hello.
Hey, girl.
So before we dig in too deep, you know, and get into the hard-hitting theme park and roller coaster stuff like we do, I through the magic of radio, hey, Gare-Bear. How was hang time?
Yeah, how was hang time?
I didn't ride it. I haven't ridden it yet. I know.
Oh, well, that's not a surprise, bitch.
Not at all.
No, that's not the only thing he didn't ride at Knott's Berry Farm. M Squared was there, and we were supposed to meet up with him earlier this week during his trip.
And he ditched him.
And he was expecting to meet Gare-Bear in a first aid station.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
that.
Absolutely true. I think he got scared away when he's like, well, what are we going to have for lunch? And then M Squared was like, mayonnaise and crackers. So he just ran as far away as he could. But you know what? This has made me nostalgic. I mean, it's just making me think back to the first time. First time.
Thank you, thank you. And now, for your auditory pleasure, all of the times that Gerber said he was going to ride Hang Time in our last four episodes. Enjoy.
I didn't go. I'm sorry.
What?
I know.
You didn't go.
I know.
Why didn't you go?
I know. Because I was supposed to go today.
Okay.
But I was busy. I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to go tomorrow.
You can still go. Next episode. There's going to be time.
Busy.
All right. All right. He's going to go tomorrow. And you know what? He is going to call in a review tomorrow, good, which we will play right good fucking now.
Well, that review certainly never came in, did it? Let's hear another, shall we?
Really? How have you not been there yet? It is like 20 minutes from your house.
I feel bad.
You know, if he spent half as much time riding coasters as he does riding cock, maybe Gerber would have gone on Hang Time already. All right, here's one more for you.
Because I'm going with fucking M Squared on August 9th.
Are you really?
Yes.
And did Gerber fulfill his promise to ride with Mr. Sauce on the 9th of August? No. No, he didn't. Thank you for joining us on our auditory adventure. Now back to the show. And fuck you, Gerber.
Man, I'm excited. That Hang Time sounds good. Thanks for your great reporting on it, Gerber. Oh, never mind. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. I hear he's going tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
But you know what? Let's turn our attention real quick to the guest of honor.
Yes.
Andrew. Not you, Goliath. Andrew.
Thank you.
Not that Andrew.
The other Andrew.
Yeah, I've been very disappointed.
I'm the one that gets along with Muscle Daddy. I'm not the one that has the big fight with him going on.
Although you wouldn't mind wrestling him, I'm sure.
Maybe.
You wouldn't be the first. You won't be the last.
So, Andrew, like, thank heaven you're a homosexual.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, just a little bit. I'm not in the closet like Goliath.
So what's your dick count?
My dick count?
Is it higher than Gerber's coaster count?
It's higher. Okay, I'm sure it's higher than Gerber's coaster count. I'll put it that way.
I would hope so. Oh, God.
Right? Now, I do have to, you accuse me of that. Well, I did go to Uranus, and I got this fudge packing shirt. I joined the Fudge Packers Union.
Yeah, I still can't believe that Ryan and Valentine, or no, Valentine had never heard the phrase Fudge Packer.
That's amazing.
Right, he hadn't.
That's crazy.
Sometimes I forget how young they are, but they're legal. That's all that matters.
So one of the things, you know, I know you're like a huge fan. How'd you find out about the show?
Yes, thanks. Good question. So in my last job,
wait, what was that response? This isn't fucking Larry King. Oh, yes, good question.
Right.
What was that?
Seriously.
That's right. I forgot. I'm not supposed to be polite at all.
No.
All right, fuck you, Goliath. All right. So in my last job, I was on the road a lot. Driving, visiting customers, always on the road. And I get bored just listening to music.
You were a pimp.
But I get tired of it.
Or were you a sex trafficker? Which was it? It's kind of the same thing.
Well, actually, my job did involve servicing people. I worked in field service. So, yeah, I visited people to service them. That's right, yeah. So, I was on the road a lot and get tired of listening to music. So I started listening to podcasts about a year and a half ago. But no, did not start with Ride This One. I started with, like, you know, legitimate podcasts and so forth. But I started kind of running.
Legitimate,
you know,
podcasts? Really? Really?
I know. It's sad, right? So, I kind of was running to the bottom of the barrel with the shows I was listening to. I constantly open up my podcast app, no new episodes. So I started searching, and all the podcasts I listen to are based on the interests I have, which are coasters, theme parks, of course, technology, some other stuff. So I started looking for coasters, searching for coasters again in like Apple's podcast app. And I saw this like crudely made logo, and it said, Ride This One. And I was like, all right, I'll check this out. And it was, in all seriousness, I don't do a lot serious in the show, but it was like a huge thing for me because the other podcasts I've listened to, like the whole entire fucking world these days, is PC as heck. I mean, there's, you know, some cursing here and there.
PC as heck?
PC as fuck.
PC as gosh darn.
Come on, dude.
That was really? The most, like, that made no sense.
That
PC
makes no sense.
As H E double hockey sticks, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? I can't be listening to that filth that I wish someone would just stick it up my bumhole. I do. Like,
don't you know?
Don't you know?
So, don't you know?
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, you know, the whole world's PC as fuck, and, you know, Slater, you and I have talked about this offline, but I'm just sick and tired of it. I'm not going to name names, but there's a certain Disney-focused podcast, shocking, I'm sure you'll be shocked there, that is known to be very PC, and it was one of the few that I was listening to theme park-wise. I'm like, I got to do better. I find RTO, and, you know, it's gay-centric, you know, even now you, Goliath, apparently. And
No. Just my coasters. Just my coasters.
We'll see. Sure. We'll see about that.
Oh, Goliath, I've put a finger in my ass. Just go ahead and do it.
No.
My curious
I know.
In the closet. We all know this. So, no. You know, anyway. So, you know, I've been laughing my freaking cunt off every single episode. Made friends from the show. Yes, I've even hung out with M Squared because of the show. Hi, M Squared. Anyway, so
Did you eat his crackers and mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Him and his Polynesian sauce and mayonnaise. He thinks he's sophisticated now with his sauces.
Hey, Polynesian sauce is the best. I'm proud
of
him.
Polynesian sauce is pretty fucking good.
I've never seen someone almost throw up from barbecue.
Hey, you know what, Andrew? I think we figured out how to trick straight boys to suck our dicks. Just pour some Polynesian sauce on that shit. They're going to go right to town.
Yeah, ain't got to do that.
But not on Sunday.
Oh,
not on
no,
Sunday.
No. You, there's something else that's better than that. You need cane sauce. You put that
fine.
On there.
It's
and
fine.
They'll suck it. No, anyone will suck it. That stuff is addicting.
As long as it's not Whataburger, because that shit's nasty. I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what people from fucking Texas say. Whataburger's nasty.
You know what? Beardman is crying a river right now.
I know he is.
That.
I know he is. It's okay. It's okay.
We really need to get Beardman on the show. Like, I don't know how that has not happened yet.
We at least agree that Rampage was an amazing fucking roller coaster.
I haven't ridden it yet, but, you know.
It's not as good as The Voyage.
Found the story before. It looks like Dollywood has their name finally for this, this new area that we've already all been shitting on.
Speaking of shit I fucking hate.
Speaking of shit that Muscle Daddy hates, it's called Wildwood Grove, apparently. And you know what? It has one of those steeplechase coasters, it looks like. Or something that looks like it.
That's not a steeplechase
cool
coaster.
Is
that's,
that not a
steeplechase?
It looks like it has the
on
rail.
The loose, motherfucker!
No, that's Moose on the Loose.
No,
oh, is it?
No. Ducky, I don't care for you.
Hey, that's what it looks like to me, alright?
No, it's Moose on the Loose.
A man can wish. A man can wish.
Oh my gosh, I'm just finally glad at Dollywood I can ride a bear in the woods without getting kicked out.
And you can come see our new discount Tree of Life.
Yay!
I just wish they'd spend the money they're spending on this on fixing Lightning Rod. It's being done with it.
Fuck Lightning Rod, I'm so done with that shit. I don't care anymore.
For a park that probably attracts more homophobes than any other park, that is the gayest fucking tree I've ever done seen. Listen, that girl from RuPaul's Drag Race would be pointing to me like, that's what I was trying to do! Right there!
That would have won everything! You all would have loved me.
Knowing the quality that they put into their last edition, it'll probably be like one of those fake pine tree bullshit things that you get at like Christmas time. It's going to be like, you can tell that it's like absolutely terribly fake.
You know, I wish they would go more realistic and they would do like a real life, like meth trailer park section of the park.
That would be awesome.
And then totally theme a launch coaster to like a meth house explosion. You know,
yes.
I would officially have like put Dollywood over Silver Dollar City if they would have the balls to do that.
I'm still hoping they do like a canoeing water ride themed to Deliverance, and you just get the back corner like he gonna stick him. He gonna stick him.
If you wanted to theme it to the area, couldn't they do like a launch coaster that's like racing to beat a train to cross the train tracks or something like that? Because like, you know, Muscle Daddy, I got to tell you something. I've been in Knoxville once and it's a beautiful place. It is.
No, it's not.
But it was about like 10 years ago. I was there for work and I saw this freaking billboard and it was warning people to not race trains.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, people are dumb as fuck here.
Listen, there's not a lot to do out there.
There's not.
Apparently.
And we're getting into the heart of football season, so all That's these right. fucking dumbasses are getting excited about that. Tennessee Volunteer Football, we're back, baby! Woo! 2 months from now, when they're 2-7, fuck Jeremy Pruitt! Motherfucker! And the cycle repeats itself every year as I just count my national titles for Alabama.
Oh my god, I hate football season.
You hate football season? Well, guess what? Guess what? We're doing fantasy football.
I Woo! Know. Oh, yeah. I know, and I cannot are believe really? That I have agreed to do this.
It's going to be awesome.
You know, this I play, fun. Like, I people know I've played football, okay? And everyone's like, what'd you play? I don't know. It was a small motherfucking town. It was 15 years ago. They put me in an outfit and said, go tackle. And I'm like, I'll go tackle cute boys. Absolutely, I'll go do that. And so that's what I did. I played, like, 2 times.
Hey, Nathan, you have a raging erection right now. just be careful tackling him, because you can fall on that.
Yeah.
Trust me, I made sure my placement was dead on.
Would that be like a foul, like, you know, roughing the passer or something?
Well, let's just say they always called me the converter. So.
If we're talking about football, can we talk about Steel Curtain a little bit?
Hell yeah.
God.
Because I have some things to say about this.
This will be awesome. This will be awesome.
I think it's going to be awesome, too.
The ride's going to be great.
I'm excited.
But let's talk about that name.
The name is awesome.
No kidding. No kidding.
Just don't go in the Ben Roethlisberger bathrooms.
And by the way, Goliath, first of all, on this coaster, I've got a bone to pick with you. Or all boner, right. maybe. So I heard you talking about this. I think it was the last episode. And you're wondering, yep. you know, why the track looks so weird. It looked very Vekoma-like. Hello, SNS bought Vekoma back this past March.
No, I know. I know. That's why I was saying. It's a Vekoma. Mm-hmm.
All right. So in any case, you know, I think this name, this theming is ridiculous. I mean, I think you guys were talking about this before. You know, it's coaster fans are either gay, nerds, or both. And, you know, why is football? Football's no place with coasters. But I think I know what's going on here. You know, Kenny would have been there. It's a good park, a lot of history. I think they've got like a backup plan.
Okay.
So if this whole football thing falls apart, which they know it will, they have a backup plan. They are going to rename it to Steel Meat Curtain. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to put like tunnels, a couple tunnels on it, you know, maybe high up in the air. It'll be kind of weird. And they'll be themed like vaginas. They'll be dark, blood everywhere. It'll smell like fish.
I don't know what vaginas you've been around.
Right?
None. None. Gold star. Thank you very much.
That could be the problem.
But in any case,
because I've been in my fair share, and only a couple have been like that.
At least they can get half of the enthusiast fan base back. They won't
ain't
get the
gays, get half.
Like us, you know, but they will at least get the nerds who have never had vagina before because they're nerds, and they'll be able to say they've been through vagina. I mean, the theming opportunities are just, you know, nonstop here.
And, maybe in those low sections, they can put some water and they'll throw it off
the train. Oh, yeah. You totally ride that can get you wet.
Careful, boys. She's a squirter.
Oh, and the other thing you could do, too, is like, you know, they should have RMC design the trains. Because then, you know, when one penis hits the other, then it can appeal to us gays because it'll be like docking in reverse a little bit. You know, so, I mean, there's so many opportunities here. So
yeah, right. And Slater sure as fuck couldn't ride it.
I wouldn't ride it either. I wouldn't ride it
I'm
either.
Sorry, Slater.
Oh, he looks pissed.
No, sorry. I was actually looking for the interview questions. I still don't have that shit memorized.
I do. Okay, if you could do something one day or every day, every
Shut
week.
Up. Shut up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That fucking question.
That crazy previous intern
question.
I'm so glad I didn't get asked that question.
Fuck you, Chris. You know what you did.
Poor Chris. Chris is a lovely, lovely gentleman. And he's not a virgin, despite what people think. He is not a virgin. I asked his girlfriend. He put it in her and everything.
Wow.
Was the whole time he was going, oh, God, ew, ew, ew.
Ew, ew, ew.
Jesus is watching.
Listen, it's just, you know how, like, they say, you know, you just lay back and think of the queen? Well, for enthusiasts, it's just lay back and think of Cedar Point. Okay?
These CP fanboys.
Mm-hmm.
And how unreliable their new roller coaster is. But it's winning a golden ticket.
Well, it's an RMC. What do you expect?
So, actually, Andrew, I have a question for you, and it's one you know well. Answer carefully, sir. Wood or steel?
Oh, bitch. I'm a freaking bi rider, coaster sexual. Mm. I ride them all. It's the only way to ride. I swear to God, you're not an enthusiast unless you ride everything. I mean, come on. You're ignoring the history, you know, not half, but most of the coasters out there if you don't ride wood. And if you're a wood-only rider, what the fuck? Are you, like, stuck in, like, you know, 100 years ago? Well, 50 years ago?
I know a few. I know a few absolutely. Who will not ride steel coasters of any kind.
Really?
Yes, but they're those all exist? Fucking autistic.
They're coaster Luddites. That's what they are.
They're also, like, 600 pounds. And no. The only coaster that they can fit into is one of those PTCs.
Wait a second. Speaking of people fitting on coasters, Goliath, didn't you ride a certain mock coaster recently?
Yes, I fucking did.
So you fit on that, but Slater, you've not been on that?
Nope.
I tried my hardest to
it's
get him on there.
The same thing that happened to me is I have very, very thick legs. Okay,
he has childbearing hips.
It's not even that my hips are wide. That's not the issue. It's
no,
just
it's not.
They're thick legs. And like that's why I was able to ride El Toro, but not Nitro. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But that
none
that,
whatsoever.
But that's how it was. Now, mind you, I was very close. So
he was very close. I was in the seat next to him, and it was right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I will tell you one thing for sure: they have definitely loosened up restrictions since Media Day, like hands down. But they also raised the height requirement when
that's
they did.
True.
It.
Right. That's true.
Fuck you, kids.
To be fair, I think I might be part of the problem. Because okay. Every time me and Goliath tried to ride a coaster together, he couldn't ride.
Yeah, well, okay, let's just be honest. We're not fucking... There's no way I was getting on that fucking RMC there.
That was bullshit. That was bullshit.
That seatbelt is for ants.
Mike Collins. If anyone's seen Mike Collins, he is not a big guy.
No.
At all.
Right.
Not at all.
Even Mike Collins was like, wow, I struggled to buckle the seatbelt on that because it's, and it didn't used to be that way, but it is crazy short. It is nuts. And like, okay, I, with the lap bar, I can get the green light. I just can't buckle their goddamn seatbelts.
That's bullshit.
Compared to Lightning Rod, it's about 4 inches shorter.
Perks of being a skinny bitch.
It is a Gare Bear dick shorter.
That's what happens when it doesn't show up today. Wow.
I did. I actually was able to ride it, and it blew my fucking mind. It was so much fun. It actually entered my top three.
Wow.
That's how much fun it was.
It's a super fun ride that you just can enjoy.
It was the first ride that's just made me go, just want to giggle or, you know, while riding. It was so much fun. It wasn't an airtime machine. It was just fun.
Well, luckily, if Gare Bear finally goes and rides Hang Time, he'll finally have a top five.
Oh man,
number five,
shade of it
Green
all.
Lantern.
Oh god, I have a story about Green Lantern if you want to hear it.
Absolutely we do.
Yeah,
so you know, Slater, I'm totally with you on the theory that your preference for roller coasters matches your preference in terms of gay sex, because I'm totally versatile. And I like, you know, wooden steel both. And likewise, my husband, Dusty, he is total, almost 100% steel, and he's top only. Not by choice. He wants to be a bottom, but he can't take the pain. He can't handle it. So likewise, with his wood coasters...
You're doing it wrong! Sorry.
So likewise, with his
wood
coasters...
That was involuntary.
He just can't handle them. But so I have all kinds of stories regarding that, but... We've even discovered steel coasters. He can't handle anything that's not really smooth. He loves B&M. But anyway, we go up to Magic Mountain, which used to be one of my home parks. And he hadn't been there in years. So first ride of the day, I take him on Green Lantern. And he fucking has a heart attack on that ride, practically. His phone falls out. He loses his phone. And he swears to God he got hit by something on the coaster. I told him maybe his phone hit him on the way down or something. We had to leave the park after that. It was one of my worst experiences ever. And, you know, we on the way out, he's got an iPhone 7. So we tried to get them to get it for us. Of course, they're not going to do it that day during operations.
But it's an iPhone.
right.
I want an iPhone 5.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the reason why they have lockers now required for Cedar Point. But anyway, you know, we fill out the form and I keep getting emails, you know, for weeks on end. Months later, I get an email that they found his phone. I'm like, no fucking way. And so they, of course, then they tell me, you know, you can pay them $13 PayPal, whatever, for postage to mail it back to us, insult to injury. And so I have them send it to us. And I kid you fucking not. I mean, that's not the tallest coast in the world, but it's you know, it's over 100 feet. And we fell pretty, it fell pretty high, I think. He said he fell pretty quickly early on the ride. That fucking iPhone came back perfect. No fucking scratches, cracks, or anything. It was like people drop their phones out of their pockets, you know, just a couple feet down. They cracked, and you know, to no end. And then this, you know, not that I was upset. I was fucking shocked. So anyway, there's my story about Green Lantern. That those Zach spins or something else.
All right. Well, speaking of your worst park experience, if you could put one person that you hated on one ride and have them ride it for all of eternity, who would it be? What ride? And why?
The coaster I'm picking is, like most coasters, it's side by side. So it's going to be Rob Alvey next to someone else. Because Rob Alvey's a prick. Rob Alvey's the fucking PC police of the coaster realm. And I will not accept that. He's a fucking asshole. So he'll be on the ride.
Wee!
Mr. Wee.
So tell us, how do you really feel about Rob Alvey?
I have not been banned by him. But Rob Alvey, I know you're listening. You're probably watching live. Go ahead and ban me, you fucking asshole.
I just think he actually jacks off to people not liking him. I think he's like, that literally gets him off. I think that's why he does it.
That makes sense.
Like, that's right. You call me a stupid motherfucker.
Oh, you fuck just... yeah. Loop-de-loop.
But, and, you know, the other person I put next to him, my real answer, if you will, you know, I'm gay. I was bullied in school? Yeah, I was bullied in school. No big deal. Wasn't the end of the world. But there's this one asshole bully, this little tiny Italian, he thought he was in the mafia prick. His name is Nick Garetta. Hi, Nick, you asshole. So he's just a complete idiot. He's probably a loser today. I put him next to Rob Alvey so he could suffer next to Rob Alvey. But he would also suffer because he would be on the coaster that Magic Mountain needs to remove as soon as possible. And that is Viper.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for coming on the show. It's been nice having you.
Goliath. Yeah, I like steel. I'm like you. I do like steel. I like wood too. You have to understand something. My first coaster ever that made me enthusiast, which was when I was in 17, when I was in high school, was the Great American Scream Machine at Six Flags Great Adventure. Okay. And that's, you know, that's an Arrow Mega Looper just like Viper is. You know, it's, you know, same kind of technology, same design, same era. So it's not like I don't like those kind of coasters. And it's not that I hate Viper itself. Really, what the problem is Six fucking Flags, they cannot maintain their rides.
Okay.
Because I've been on coasters as old as that or older, you know, Arrow coasters, etc. And they're maintained well at other parks. But Six Flags doesn't fucking care. So there's only one thing that Six Flags is good for. Pulling in money from memberships, from people buying tickets, and spending money on coasters. Everything else they do is sucks.
Well,
so,
Now with their, you know, $10, you know, a month daycare passes that they have, all the little meth babies get to go there after school. So they're a great little daycare as well.
Which is what I'm going to have to fucking deal with, I bet, on Monster Mansion. It's going to be a bunch of fucking kids. Hey, look at the monsters! Quit landing in the fucking boat!
Isn't that going to put Uncle Kevin's Kitty Rentals out of business? Isn't that a problem?
No. I don't think so.
No, it's just going to become a lot more sexual.
Well, actually, you know, he's pretty excited. He's about to start Uncle Kevin's duck boat rentals.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, actually, it's Uncle Kevin's duck boat dives, but, you know, that's a whole other thing.
All right, you know, y'all know how ducks like will dunk down in the water to get a worm or something? Well, that's what we're going to do.
Ripley's breathing or not.
Oh, no. That I created that. You do not steal that from
that
me.
That was, I can and I Ripley's did, bitch.
Hashtag stolen.
Wow.
And if you're wondering, it's a knot.
All right, can we talk about that, Muscle Daddy? You all, now 2 episodes ago on Ride This 2, you did a whole episode where you said all kinds of, like, duck boat jokes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
And then when I got the episode, I was told, oh, my God, this is crossed the line. It's bad. I said, you know what? Just put it together. Let me hear it. I'll make the judgment call. And then I got the episode, And there was not one fucking duck boat joke in that whole episode.
There was not, because I made the mistake of doing them in a big 20-minute chunk that could be edited out. So on the last episode that just came out, I did it the whole episode. So either they're staying in or we ain't got a fucking show.
So Slater, I got a question for you. How much more work has RT2 created for you?
More than I'd like to admit.
Thanks, Valentine.
That's because I am carrying that fucking show. It is a struggle.
No, Valentine does a very good job with his editing. Ryan is starting to learn to talk as well as walk.
Wow.
So it's getting there. Yeah. They're getting better. It's becoming less and less work for me. But I kind of figured it would take a little time for them to kind of get their groove on, so to speak. But people are listening to it. I believe I checked the last episode has 5 listens.
Yay! That's more than ever.
Well, it just came out like an hour ago. Come on, guys.
No, I'm talking about the one before that.
Oh, shit.
Talk about sinking and places that roller coasters sink at. What about Steel Vengeance? You know, they're having another issue.
I'm so glad I got to ride that thing before it started doing all of this. Now I just feel like somebody's going to die eventually, man. It's going to happen.
You know,
it's just a downhill trend.
People say that they're poorly engineered. I am deciding that's not true at all.
Okay.
I think they're just engineered for them to have to buy a lot of replacement parts.
That's perfect. That's
smart. So they're like Apple. They're like the Apple of roller coasters now.
They cost that much.
So are you trying to say that Fred is a money grubber?
Oh, God.
Oh.
It was nice having you on the show. That was just, you're not even a dad. What the fuck was that? My God.
Why? Because I have a father-in-law who's like the king of dad jokes. That's why I said that.
But no, still, now this one actually wasn't so bad. It just, one of the running wheels sheared off. That happens. Okay, that fucking happens. Okay, it's not the only park that, I mean, it happened at one of my home parks with Prowler. The only problem was the wheel decided to crash into the brake run and damage the brake run.
What's with Cedar Point and brake run? You know
I don't
what I'm
know.
Saying?
Why bother with them?
Right?
Who cares?
Right?
Just let them hit each other. Yeah.
You know what? They can be like Little Phantom. I mean, why? Well, you don't need a brake run. Just like impel the coaster. That works. That stops them too.
Exactly. And if it goes through a child's shin, they'll fucking learn that life is not fair.
The child needs to learn to duck. Boat. See, now that one was really bad, too.
Oh, my God. It's almost as bad as mine.
Really?
No, it was really bad. And I know.
This is not fucking dad jokes. Get your shit together.
I've
decided what are you guys
drinking? I like it now. I like tiki, and I like dad jokes. They're hand in hand. Speaking of which, me and Goliath have decided to go to a tiki convention next year.
Fuck,
that's
yes,
awesome.
We did. That's going to be so
awesome.
Much
fun. That
sounds
fun. Amazing.
Love
that sure is going to be a thing.
I got my fishbowl drink right here. I love my tiki.
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. It's in Oregon, and it's Tiki Con. Con spelled with a K.
Of course.
And it's going to be amazing. AKA, really, it's just 3 days of being royally fucked up. And I am always game for 3 days of royally
fucked
up. On
delicious
drinks.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
On delicious drinks.
It's
going
to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go buy tons of, like, you know, Hawaiian shirts. And
I already have them, so I'm good.
I am going to spend 3 days giving the middle finger to all of real Hawaiian culture. So take that spam and shove it up your ass, cocksuckers.
Just going to get wasted and watch Moana like 30 times in a row.
My God, I love Moana so much.
That is a great
movie.
That is a great movie. I don't care what anybody says. Great music.
I just love The Rock.
It's a great movie. I love the music. How Far I'll Go is an amazing song.
No one knows
Moana in the theme park.
Where it go. I love it. I sing along with that song like a fucking Disney faggot, and I do not give a shit.
Disney rules. Shut up. It's fine. I know you're a closet Disney-aholic there, Slater.
Ride this D what?
I will ride this D till I die.
Are we still talking about Disney?
We still can't talk about that.
No, we can't. We'll eventually be able to.
Eventually.
What is it, like 10 years after a disaster that you could talk about it or something?
No.
Like 9/11 just became funny, right?
No.
Duck Boat was funny that day.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
I was like, oh, them kids were just playing Dead Dead Goose.
Listen.
So what, you know, what, one of the questions we always ask, what's your home park? I mean, you're not, you're in Orlando, but you're from California. What's your home park?
So I've lived all over the country. I've lived basically in all four corners of the country. I grew up in New Jersey, lived in New York for a little bit. I lived in California and Arizona and then upstate Washington, and now I'm in Florida. So literally the four corners, basically. My original home park is Six Flags Great Adventure. You know, I that's was my home park for a number of years when I was growing up and when I really got into coasters. But out in California, where I just moved from 2 months ago, there are two home parks, Disneyland for quality and Disney, because I love Disney. And then if I really want good coasters, you know, Thrill Coaster Park at Magic Mountain, which is the best park in the chain from a coaster perspective, not from a True. Quality of customer service perspective.
True.
They used to have great food there. They had, you know, the Moose Burger Lodge, which was a throwback to the National Lampoon's Vacation and Marty Moose and all, Wally Moose and all that stuff. That was a great restaurant, great sit-down table service. So it was great. So, of course, they got rid of it. Put in some
of course. That makes total
bar.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, my new home park, again, kind of a similar thing. I've got Walt Disney World here, which is fucking amazing. And yes, Joe Rohde will fix the Yeti soon. I am confident in that because Everest is one of the best Disney coasters out there. And then for my thrill coasters, because I don't go to Trash Panda, it's too far away. Sorry, Delaney, and sorry, Muldoon. My home park really is Busch Gardens Sea, you know, SeaWorld here in Orlando. They've got a few good coasters. Mako is, I think, one of the best B&M hypers. I know a lot of people don't agree with that. I think it's a really good hyper.
You know, every time I hear the term Trash Panda, I always just think of my friend Andy. He's a human urinal and he's Asian, so that's what he likes to go by.
Nice.
So if anyone doesn't know what a human urinal is, look it up. You'll enjoy it.
Yep. Google it.
Google all
right,
it.
Wait that's a second. Wait a second, Ducky. Wait a second. You're like, yep. Like, let me go get my shit. I'm going to show you right now. Like, what the fuck? Do you need to tell us something?
I keep a bottle of lotion specifically for water sports.
Yellow hanky.
Oh, I see. Wow. I see. Yep.
You just turned Slater on big time.
You gotta have different ones for different. The kinks can't mix. You gotta have different bottles.
So like water off a ducky's butt.
Yes. See, I have a very specific fetish, and it involves a 20-foot deep pit and me tucking my dick and balls between my legs.
Oh.
So 20 feet deep pit. So you basically Slater's ass is your fantasy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but you don't have to lower any lotion down. It comes pre-lubed.
Put the lotion in the basket, Slater. Oh, it's already been lotioned.
It's okay. Dive right in, honey. We're good to go.
I tell you, the most disappointing thing about being in a cabin with three gay guys is not one of them had fucking tweezers when I finally needed them.
We're not those kind of gays. I'm telling you.
Oh, Brinks is pretty close.
Okay, true. But, you know, he'd done all of his grooming beforehand because he knew he was going to be gagging on that one dick all weekend.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And he did. That was the most cute, like, whatever the fuck that was.
Was that why that deer was so frightened when I came in? There was a fucking stuffed deer head on the wall of the cabin, and it wasn't like a new taxidermy deer head. This thing had seen some fucking times there. It was dusty as fuck.
This is a cabin next to Silver Dollar City, okay? Think about the type of people that deer has seen fucking.
Jesus Christ, this is the fifth time I've seen Mama Paula here.
These are the type of people that when it's their honeymoon, their husband takes them to the Golden Crown, okay? So that's the type of people that deer's been watching fuck.
And that's the reason the food sucks so much at fucking Silver Dollar City.
Oh, it was fine.
No, the food sucked.
Listen, let him hold on to his delusions.
For it not being good, I sure saw you scarfing down those chips.
You know what, Goliath? For a fat fuck, I'm a fat fuck who's talking to a fat fuck.
Right.
You know better than to go to any type of fucking buffet at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, dumbass. So don't
Valid
even
point.
Act surprised when the food
I
was
tried
shit.
Other, I tried other foods. That was the only fucking bullshit, non-stand-and-eat bullshit out there. They didn't have any other. They didn't have any other restaurants. They didn't have any other restaurants where you can go inside.
But I'll tell you what. Did I steer you wrong outside of that park though?
No. But I'm sorry. Silver Dollar City is not as good as Dollywood because the food sucked ass.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on record. I went to Dollywood the weekend after Silver Dollar City, so I've been there more recently than you.
Okay.
And the Silver Dollar City food was just as good. as Dollywoods.
Where did you eat at Dollywood?
I don't fucking remember. I'm five beers in. That was a week ago. I had Pan Express for lunch. That's the only thing I know.
Speaking of really shitty delicious. Food.
Shut up, Ducky!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, kill your fucking family!
I needed to ask a question.
Your dog is looking at you behind you. Look at you. He's like, what are you doing,
no,
Dad?
Daddy
what are you doing,
mad
Dad?
At you. You have pretty bandana.
No, she has pretty bandana.
All right, Ducky. You can speak.
Okay, so speaking of really shitty food, I was at Six Flags Over Georgia last weekend. And I actually ate a burger while I was at the park.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure that it made me sick.
Yeah.
I was actually in the bathroom twice that day.
Where did you eat?
With my head stuck in a tub. It was the Johnny Rockets right across from Twisted Cycle.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful, dude. I was sick basically the whole entire time. I forced myself to ride roller coasters. I wasn't going all that way just to not ride anything.
Right.
But boy, I was sick the whole day.
Hey, excuse me. Wait a second. Listen, I don't make those burgers, okay? That's not my fucking fault, you asshole. Fuck you.
Oh, big boy.
It was bad.
I'm sorry, dude. So how was the drop ride?
The drop ride was actually not working.
Oh.
100% not working.
Okay.
Not that I was disappointed. I'm not really one for drop rides. I was going to ride it just to say that I rode it, but
well, when you went in the restroom, it sounds like the drop ride was working really good.
Yeah, yes, that one was working just
Let
fine.
Me tell you, that boy does know where all the good glorious holes are at Cedar Point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of excited. I'm going to get to go down and ride Railblazer in a couple weeks.
I'm jealous.
You're not going to like the shoulders on it. I hear it's tight on the shoulders, but because it's fabric, it is still like tall people friendly. It's just isn't super comfy on the shoulders.
Well, that's fine. As long as I can fit on it, unlike that fucking Blue Hawk bullshit.
I loved that coaster.
You're so salty.
My fag hag works really close to Great America, and she got to she got a pass there, and she rode Royal Blazer, and she loved it. She was freaked out by it because of the vest restraints and feeling like she's gonna fall out. But she's like the opposite of you, Goliath. She's just like he's like tiny. But she said the ride was great. I'm looking forward to getting on one of those Raptors one of these days.
So, Andrew, obviously, we've talked about you've moved around a lot.
Yes.
Right? So you've had many home parks.
Yes.
Let's look at that. Let's look at what your four home parks would have been. And what would you like to see those parks add next?
Oh, okay.
Slater, this isn't theme park blueprints. We don't have that much time.
We have as much time as I'm willing to edit, honey.
Right.
You got 12 minutes and I'm going to hunt Pokemon.
So, let's see. Six Flags Great Adventure was my original home park. You know, they've already got King Ka. They've got their freaking Strata launch, One Trick Wonder, Intamin.
I didn't ask you to tell us what they have. I asked you to tell us what you want.
Okay, fine, bitch. Jeez, fucking asshole picky. Man, jeez. I think they could use, you know, maybe a decent B&M wing. Perhaps.
Ooh, wrong. No one needs that. Next.
Oh,
well,
fuck it. Just move Viper there.
No, fuck that shit. They already got rid of Great American Scream Machine. It's basically a similar ride, but
we'll rename it. It's just Great American Scream Viper.
Maybe a T-Rex for Great Adventure. I could see them getting a T-Rex.
As in the dinosaurs alive?
That's Cedar Fair. Six Flags doesn't sink that low.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
If they can buy it for cheap, they might be interested.
So then and when I lived in the Northwest, that was my dark days of Coasterdom, because all you have up there is freaking basically Enchanted Village in Washington where I lived, wherever that's called.
Silverwood. But that's a long-ass way. You have Silverwood.
That's a long way. That's a long way.
It's a long-ass way, but, you know, still.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Enchanted Village. This is when Six Flags owned it. This was in the mid-2000s. They need more coasters for sure. You know, I would say got something larger than what they have. I think they only would have a couple coasters. It's been a long time since I've been there. They just need something halfway decent. That's one we could, you know what? All right, Muscle Daddy, you got it. They can move Viper up there. That would be fine.
There
for
we
that
go.
Park.
Moving up there. I'll be fine.
Then speaking of Viper, moving down to Magic Mountain. Again, you heard me make fun of Six Flags, Jim Reed Anderson. Hi, love you too. But, you know, again, because I love Disney and because I've been to some amazing parks that have really thrilling coasters. Hello, Busch Gardens Williamsburg, for example, you know, and Cedar Point, is a good, great park with awesome coasters that has great customer service, great food. And yes, Flater, unlike you, I've been on the rides there, so I can like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, and anyways, I'm tangenting here. So Magic Mountain has awesome coasters. I really think, you know, what's rumored to be going in there, in the back there, possibly like a mock, like a racing launched coaster, that could be really interesting. And I think the reason why is if you look at their RMC there, Twisted Colossus, and it being a Mobius coaster and being at Six Flags Operations, they almost never can get the two trains to race because they can't work hard enough and push the GP hard enough to get them to load in time to get the two trains to race.
But I do have to say, I'm thankful that they're not treating us like cattle, unlike Cedar Fair.
That's fine. I'll be a fucking cow if you get me on the ride.
So... So I've thought about this, you know, either like a mock or an Intamin Blitz coaster, like an LSM launch coaster, which they already have one there. You know, Full Throttle's a fun premier rides in LSM, you know, and they, of course they've got Superman. But if they put in a racing launch coaster, and you know how a lot of launch coasters, you know, especially magnetic launch, they stop at some of the launches. Well, then they could race at each launch. It could be like, driving down the street, racing against your friends. You stop at each stoplight and you start again. And with that kind of launch system, and they have one like that in Formula Rosa. I'm sorry, not Formula. The other ride other than the Formula Rosa at Ferrari World. Remember riding when that park first opened. When you can do launches with technology like that, you can line them up. And you can actually make them good launches.
But that's not in America. That's not in America.
I know.
We don't have a Death Wish, so we stay out of the Middle East.
Especially me.
I've been to the Middle East more times you can count. I can tell you that.
How have you not been stoned to death?
I've been in Yemen, bitch. I've survived Yemen. Okay. I am not fucking kidding you.
But I'm pretty sure he didn't get off the plane going, I'm in Yemen, bitch. Yeah. No.
He got off the plane going, man, I need some cores. Who here likes pussy?
When you go to the Middle East, they ask you what your religion is on the sheet that you fill out when you're going through, you know, passport control and all that shit. And I was a good Christian straight boy. Yeah, no.
I mean, since you're talking about Magic Mountain, you've seen the teasers they've put out for the roller coaster they're putting in next year?
Yeah, Six Flags is throwing a big budget at that one, apparently.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you got the Valentines at school? And they came all, like, together, like you would rip them apart. And then you would write on them in the back and hand them to people.
Little cardboard things, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this fucking looks like.
Really? Yep.
I mean, I know that Six Flags is cheap, but goddamn, who are you hiring in, like, your graphics department? Oh my god, it's the same person who did the animation for their new Superman ride.
But, you know, Six Flags, if you look at their competition, Universal... I say Magic Mountain, you know, Universal Studios, Hollywood, and Disney and Knott's Berry Farm. You know, I think Six Flags, they could raise their prices a little bit, you know, on their memberships. They're really good value for what they are, and they could raise. I pay more.
Not for what their current quality and maintenance.
Well, that's what my point. No. My point is that they could bring more money in and spend more and actually not be an embarrassment.
I think they're one bad accident away, and it's coming.
Is there really more coming?
I don't know. Not with how little they're spending.
You know what? If my death will close Six Flags over Georgia, I am happy to be the death that does it.
Well, you know, guys, there is a park that is now saying they're going to start spending money. Well, parks,
what?
Really? Yes.
Sure as fuck not Worlds of Fun.
Fuck no, it's not.
But SeaWorld has now promised they are going to start investing $150 million on rides. That's right. Just rides. Capital expenditure every year to build up basically the value of their parks for give people a reason to come.
$150 million. That buys a lot of Skyrocket 2 clones. A lot of them.
It does. Or in the case of Busch Gardens Williamsburg, motherfuckers, it buys a fucking giga, you sons of bitches. Eat a dick. Eat a dick. Eat a dick!
It buys a really large skyscraper that doesn't even go all the way to the fucking top.
It doesn't because we have found plans, motherfucker. And the plans show a fucking roller coaster with a 315-foot variance dropping into the fucking ravine, motherfucker. They are doing a big old bitch slap to Intimidator 305.
Now, question, Slater, question. Ravine. What happened last time you said a ride was going into a fucking ravine?
He was wrong as fuck.
You were wrong as fuck.
When those were legitimate plans. They were actually not given the rights that the city would not approve them going down into the ravine.
So they're like, what do people love as much as 400 foot drops? The Steelers!
The Steelers. Yes. The Steelers.
You know, the whole thing seemed pretty slapdash to me, so it kind of makes sense. I'm just saying, seems like a witch to me.
I stand by. I think you all really underestimate how much people love the fucking Steelers.
Oh, absolutely.
No. And here's the thing. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for Pittsburgh. But what about everyone else in that state?
They don't give a fuck. As long as they can get a core group of season pass holders who are going to keep coming there. Exactly. I mean, if the Steelers win the Super Bowl this year, are you telling me they're not going to have all kinds of shit?
We know how the NFL is doing. What? It's going to get 15 season pass holders? That's about how many people are sitting in the fucking stadiums right now.
No.
Because it's preseason. No one gives a fuck about preseason.
Well, okay. I'll be honest. I did just pay $60 a ticket to sit in the black hole. But, you know, whatever.
Is that Mr. Nemesis' asshole?
No.
I have a favorite black hole, but we won't get into
that. Oh. Slater, if it is a gig going in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, who would you rather make it? Insomin or B&M?
I want...
Vekoma.
To be honest, I would be shocked if they didn't go with B&M just because of the history, the very solid history.
The whole park
that they have
is B&M outside of, you know, two rides.
And honestly, I think that fits them better. If they're a version of Fury with trees around it, I'm game. Fuck yes. Because Fury is still fucking amazing.
Yeah. Most of that sheen, you know, SeaWorld, most of the SeaWorld parks, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them are B&Ms. You know, San Diego... that's for San Diego, but SeaWorld Orlando is almost B&M, all B&M. But
although San Antonio did just bring in Intamin last year,
that's true. But you know what? We'll see. But this is the park that makes money, so I'm not surprised they're gonna drop some real like bank at that park. It doesn't surprise me at all.
That Skyscreamer is gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be a Skyscreamer,
Goliath. If it's a fucking Skyscreamer, I'll suck your dick.
No thanks, but okay.
I'm going to whether you want it or not.
It's a whole section. It's all in Fiesta filled. It's Project Madrid. And for people who don't know what that is, that's Spain. Look at a map.
So are we going to be like Running of the Bulls? It's going to be like a dual launched coaster.
No, it's just going to be a regular roller coaster. It's going to be a
Giga coaster with a splashdown.
No splashdown.
Now
you're just fucking describing the Harry Potter coaster they're building in Orlando.
Ooh,
okay.
Oh yeah, that's
which we'll get to. But the whole thing right now, the thing I'm hearing from someone is right now the working theme for the ride is the Matador, which I still think is a really bad idea for any park, even associated to SeaWorld, to have anything possibly associated with killing an animal.
Right.
I mean, are we just going to glaze over that? Like,
right.
Maybe they listen to us.
Right. Running of the Bulls.
I mean, you can't call it. You can't call it El Toro. So
no,
I don't know.
It'd be fun is taking tomatoes, rotten tomatoes, and throwing at people on the coaster. If it's themed after...
Or hot sauce.
Know,
you can throw hot sauce.
Yeah, we can do hot sauce, too.
Well, you know, I got a call from Drew the intern, and he was drunk, which he normally is.
Shocking.
And I did learn that it was not actually hot sauce, you know, that hit people. This is how this call went. Slater! I'm in Adventureland. This park is awesome. So I'm writing a sketch for you guys. I'm gonna write a sketch. It's like, hey, this is the legend. That's right. Give me my phone back, you motherfucker. Yeah, no, I'm walking this way because I need to get his drunk ass over to the other side of the park. Give me my goddamn phone. Anyways, oh, I had a fucking motherfucker. Fucking hate you, asshole. Anyways, all right. So what is I'm writing you a sketch. And, okay, so it's M squared. He is at Cedar Point, okay? He's at Cedar Point. And he's eating fire hot Cheetos, okay? He's eating lots of fiery hot Cheetos. And he's getting his dick sucked. He's getting a blowjob while he's eating Fiery Hot Cheetos, okay? Oh, and he's riding Steel Vengeance. He's riding Steel Vengeance, and then what happens is he comes, and he has spicy cum, and it gets in his eye. And that was the call.
That is going to be Simlin's father.
That is
very soon.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to be fair, I hopefully will be Simlin's father one day, too.
Jesus.
You're already a lot of people's daddy.
I am.
Don't worry, y'all can go, and you know when it's time for your then wife to have the baby, you can go to Uncle Kevin's Duck Boat Deliveries.
We're doing a water birth.
God.
And by the way, I'm sorry for ruining that future sketch for everybody, because I'm sure that's definitely happening.
I actually, when we were messaging on Facebook, you're like, I can't wait to tell you my coaster sutra. He was like, dude, I can't wait. This is going to be, you're going to enjoy it. So man, tell us what, if you could have sex on a roller coaster or theme park ride, tell us about how you would do it and what the name would be, what ride would be, et cetera. Just explain it. Slater's in the process of drawing this whole book and yeah, tell us about it.
He's just going to stick his ass out on Lil Phantom and hope for the best.
On Lil Phantom, not Phantom's Revenge. All right. So I put a lot of thought into this, as you know, you already kind of figured out. First of all, coasters, it's hard to, you know.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Ducky, yeah. I'm really liking your impersonation of Ryan. Fucking talk!
You're doing good. You know your role.
What, 6 or 7 shots in? I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
So, it's hard to, if you think about it, seriously, you know, to have sex in a coaster. And some of these things.
Well, it generally needs to be.
Well, maybe that's the theming right there, you know. But I've always said that they should do like a, you know, Family Guy or something, you know, Big Mouth or whatever style theme park. Adults only, no fucking little brats. Sorry, Uncle Kevin. I don't have kids. I get tired of kids at parks sometimes.
But. I'm glad you're not into kids.
Hey, but you know what? If we did an adult one, we could do a Jerry Sandusky section.
Oh. Come into the shower, kids. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Is that James Gunn in line?
Oh.
No?
So, my idea, actually, you could actually do this. Okay? So, all right. So, this is the ride. So, it's at Disneyland's California Adventure. And it's on the Pixar Pal-Around, Sunwheel, Funwheel, whatever, you know, the different names it's had. And, yeah, so it's a Disney attraction. And unlike Mike fucking Collins, I don't have to pay $100 to buy off a cast member. And, hey.
It's an average size beautiful tomorrow.
And those bitches just got a big pay raise, so they're not going to take a bribe. I mean, come on.
As long as you're not an IT guy there at Disney, you got paid. If you were an IT guy, you had to train your replacement.
So all you need to bring along for this, besides your, you know, fuck buddy, is a couple of fat fucks. So Slater, Goliath, can I have you come along with me to California Adventure?
As long as you're paying, I will
fuck
go.
Fuck you.
And we're going to, you know, hit it up Wally style. And you guys are going to get a couple of those ECVs and, you know, be riding them around the park.
Okay.
And we're going to, you know, head over to the queue for the pal around.
Wait a second. Take Muscle Daddy. He has more back problems than me. He needs the ECV way more than I do.
But I'm used to it. I just peel myself up. I'm good to go. Remember, folks, I drive a tractor trailer.
And that's just when he's fucking his wife.
So anyway, you get on the ride, get in line. So of course you and your fuck buddy, you get on first and you have your buddies there, you know, a little bit behind you in line. And you get on the ride and you and your fuck buddy on the ride. And, you know, the ride is, as those of you who've been on it or in the Wonder Wheel, you know, that sort of ride, you know, generally it goes around once, it stops periodically, and then it goes around a full rotation once everyone's loaded up and then people get loaded off. So you go around twice.
Love getting loaded.
Yeah, you're getting loaded. So your fat friends there, you know, they're going to take forever to get on the ride. So, all right. So while you're waiting for the ride, you're going to go around, go and stop. So during that time period is when you do the blowjobs, you know, because that you can start and stop really easily. Okay. And then once and you're looking down, you can see who's getting on the ride stuff. You look down and you know that the ride stops and it's stopping for a little while because those fat fucks in their ECVs are taking forever to get on the ride. And that's when it's time to get serious and get lubed up, and it's time for insertion.
You know what? I can give you more than enough time. I'll bring my cripple mom.
Oh. There you go.
Because that'll take forever. And I'll tell her, you need to tell the write-ups here about the Lord, Mama, and about how the earth is flat.
Yes! Did you know that it's flat? And it's, flat. And Australia don't exist. That Hugh Jackman's a lying faggot.
Well, one of them is true.
So, you know, now you start fucking, and now the ride's going to start moving continuously because everyone's loaded up, including the two fat fucks below you. And, you know, you just got to time your thrusts with the car swinging and rolling around and really going back and forth like crazy. And, you know, another benefit of doing this is, you know, they say historically Disneyland, no one goes to Disneyland. That's why they built Disney World. You know, only Californians go to Disneyland. So, you know, there's a huge gay community, you know, in New York, for example. So New Yorkers, they've got the Wonder Wheel in Coney Island, you know, and that, you know, the Pal-O-Round's just a fucking clone, thank you, Disney, of that ride that's been there since like 1920. And they can get on that ride and they can practice for this. So when they go to Disneyland, you know, okay, so it's another benefit.
Perfect.
You know, not most,
true.
You know, so anyway, so, you know, that's basically it. Now, my name for the ride, okay, now we know it's the Pal-O-Round. This name for my ride, this is called the Disney Pixar's Fuck Around.
I like it.
All right. So, and, you know, this, you know, you've had other people on that have done like, you know, Costa Sutra for Disney rides. I think someone had like, you know, Navi River Ride or whatever. Again, Disney has cameras everywhere, but they don't have cameras on the Pal-O-Round. So it's one of the few areas you can actually get a little privacy. So
I don't care if Disney watches me. Fuck. If you want to see that. No.
Hey, I don't care if they watch, but you want to get thrown out of the park.
I appreciate it.
You want to get thrown out of the park?
If they're going to watch me, you know, throw it to my magic band. Throw that music, that video to my magic band.
Right. Charge you extra for that service. Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. But I'm a pass holder. I deserve it.
Here's when Goliath turned Toontown into Poundtown.
Goliath is now a passhole, everybody. He's a passhole.
Yes, I am.
So, yeah, we got some supports finally for this roller coaster that Carowinds has been teasing. Something that Granny's cooking up for us. I really don't understand the whole point of this whole marketing campaign, I guess. This is a really
the
goofy one to me.
The marketing campaign out there has no point. I'm telling you right now, it's just a bunch of bullshit they're throwing out. What is interesting, though, and I'm sure you all saw this, they're saying that this is their largest expenditure to date in that park.
Yes.
This is a park that added Fury 3
I did not see that.
No. It makes sense because it's going to be a steel coaster, and because of the Trump tariffs, steel's gotten so expensive that they're going to have to spend a lot of money on this ride.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Steel's gotten expensive.
I mean, okay, but still, this still has to be pretty big. Even with the tariffs, I mean, holy shit, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited for my home park next year.
I don't know if you guys see these pictures of this layout somebody put on here. Do you think that's accurate? Is that like the real layout that they're showing in these pictures?
I don't know. I mean, because there's so many fucking like nerdy assholes making fake layouts and stuff out there. It is hard to know anymore. There was a time that was not the case. Like when stuff like that leaked, it was legitimate, but that's just not true anymore.
I'm willing to be patient for 18 more days and then when I see it, I'll make my judgment. But I can guarantee you one thing. I bet it doesn't fucking spin, which is actually a little disappointing because I liked it.
I know. The spinning was one of the best parts of that.
Fuck yourselves.
I would really like to see someone, you know, because steel's so expensive, it's impossible, but someone build a legitimate, hello, Intamin, legitimate steel Stratacoaster. Not, you know, not some like one-trick wonder launch and, you know, actually put a lot into it, make it a long ride. Be fucking expensive as hell, but it could be really good.
Well, somebody's going to do it eventually.
I still think that is possible at Cedar Point because they can run it along the beach and they're taking stuff out. And if there's a park that I feel like they would put the money, what it would cost to do that would not scare them away, would be Cedar Point. And I really think that's about it. I don't see any other park saying, oh yeah, shit, we'll spend $60 to $80 million for a roller coaster.
Right.
I mean, who else?
2020.
But who knows what they're doing in 2020? Who fucking knows? I want that to be true,
right there.
But I'm not going to make any comment on that.
I want a Stratacoaster with a chain lift
hill. Exactly.
Like
or an elevator
lift. 4 mile an hour chain lift hill.
I kind of would love the idea of a vertical lift. I mean, imagine going straight up 400 feet.
Vertical lift?
Right.
Ooh.
Guys,
Yeah, not at 100 miles an hour, like on
that
top
that shit's yeah, fucking yeah, like terrifying, slow. And I kind of, but it would also be a nightmare on a really sunny day.
Oh God, yeah, that would be terrible. That'd be blind. Terrible.
I imagine the wind up there would be awful, though. Like you got to be really careful about how you're designing stuff right. like that, because even the dragster up on the top, it's wiggling so it far back and yep. forth in the wind that if you're going any taller than that and you're having people up there for more than a second, they're gonna start to feel that, and that would just be one of the most horrifying things I can imagine, is just feeling that track sway back and forth.
It seems like Cedar Point doesn't give much of a fuck about safety at the moment,
right?
Okay, fair enough. I'm more thinking about the people like that are gonna get puke because they're wiggling back and forth up 400 feet in the air. I would be puking. I know that for sure. Fuck that.
Well, that's because you don't know how to deep throat worth a shit.
That's true. Slater will teach you. Practicing. Plenty of basement time. Plenty of basement time.
We'll work on it.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Okay, so, I mean, Andrew, you're a fairly well-traveled guy. Do you have a dream park, though, one you've yet to reach yet that you really just want to go to?
Yeah, there's a couple answers for this. So, one is sort of like an accomplishment pride thing, slash I want to ride some of the rides there. The only Disney park on the planet I've not been to yet is Shanghai.
Hey, they'll let you in for free as long as you promise not to poo.
Yeah, so I want to ride Tron. Of course, I live in Orlando, yay, so I'm going to ride Tron a couple years regardless. But Pirates there sounds amazing, and it just, they've put some unique technology in that park, and I'd love to do it. So that's one answer. The other is either Fantasia Land or Europa Park. Those look like awesome parks. One of my favorite coasters out there, technology-wise, is Intamin Blitz Coasters. Maverick is fucking awesome. Not my favorite, but it's very up there.
Yes.
And so I'd love to get on Taran. I'd just
it
love to get on that ride.
Right.
Is Maverick better than Cheetah Hunt?
Yes. I've been on both.
Yeah,
yes.
Go fuck yourself, Valentine.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Fuck Cheetah Hunt.
He and I have gotten into it on Twitter about it. Yeah.
The only good thing about Cheetah Hunt is a first aid room.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I knew he was full of shit though on that, because listen, I haven't even ridden Maverick, but I stood next to it while it was running, and I've ridden Cheetah Hunt. And I can just looking at the two say, "Oh, Maverick's fucking better." Hands down, that thing is fucking flying.
Yeah.
It's
I've watched POVs, and I think that Maverick is better.
Right. So,
You were talking about this Goliath earlier. I think this is about Time Traveler. Maverick, coasters don't scare me. I'm not afraid of heights. Speed doesn't scare me. Loops don't scare me. It's just, I love the endorphins, the adrenaline, the fun factor. But I love to laugh on a coaster. I love to laugh on a coaster. Not many coasters do that for me. Maverick does it. Every time I ride that, I'm fucking giddy. That layout, those quick transitions, like a bucking horse, which they've got going on it, is
cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a great ride. And, it was the sleeper hit for me. I had been to Cedar Point last, was like 2003 or so, and I hadn't been there. Went there last year for the first time in over a decade. There was several coasters that I hadn't been on. Gatekeeper, Valraven, Yawn. And
Rougarou.
But no, Maverick was the fucking sleeper hit. It was the last new one that I hadn't done yet that I did. It was in the back of the park. I hadn't read about it. I wanted to be surprised. And I was looking at him like, oh, cute. They've got a launch on a lift hill. Ooh, and it's not even that fast. And, from what I could see on the queue, I'm like, all right, I'm getting my credit here. I was not expecting anything out of it. And I was fucking blown away.
So what you're saying is you were thinking it was going to be Icon.
Oh, shit. Touché.
So if you were wanting to just take me to Pound Town, just destroy my ass after a long, sweaty day at the parks.
If you were wanting to make some muddy rivers.
So if I wanted to destroy your ass, Muscle Daddy, I'd just take you to Wiener Schnitzel, because that shit will blow you out. Or Taco Bell.
Oh.
But if you're just wanting to get us in the bed after a nice long day at your home park, and you're not going to be, a cheap motherfucker, take me to Disney Springs, but whatever you pick for me, darling.
All right. So here in Orlando, actually, I live about 45 minutes from the parks in Orlando. I live like northeast of there in a beach town called New Smyrna Beach. And I know I'd need to get you guys drinking. Of course, that's got to be part of it, right?
Of course.
The roofies
assuming
in there.
We're
so.
Not already fucking shit-faced.
Which is very
right.
likely. That's
You've never
true.
Been to, with Slater to a park, apparently.
No, not yet. So I would take you to a local joint I just actually found recently. Again, I just moved here. It's called Jerry's Pizzeria and Tiki Bar. believe it or not. It's like an Italian food.
Done. Tiki bar. I'm there.
You know, for the live people here, that's where I got this from, this fishbowl. It's a, you know, you take it home like a pearl. Fucking that's black cool. Pearl Slater. I hate you.
Yeah, bitch.
Fuck you, Slater.
I'm so sad.
Oh, of course he has it right there.
I need a black pearl.
Give me a black pearl or else.
I'm too fat for seven dwarves. Give me a black pearl.
Okay, first of all, I wrote seven dwarves. I wrote all seven, motherfucker, and I did the bitch too, and the witch.
So, anyway, this Jerry's Place, their tiki drinks are amazing. These, like this fishbowl I just showed you, I don't know how many ounces, 80 ounces, whatever. They charge like $13 for a tiki drink. It's amazing.
Oh, geez.
And their food is to die for. They have the best potato skins I've ever had. Pizza's delicious. They've got these cute little huts in the back. You sit outside. They've got live music. And it's cheap, you know, because I'm not going to spend a lot of money on you fucks. So, you know, there you go.
Well, then you ain't getting me drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit will get you drunk.
No, you don't understand. Have you seen this man? Like, okay, I knew he was going to be big, but like when we finally met in person, I was not prepared just for how truly massive this man was.
Stop talking about his cock, Slater.
So, you know, we have this question, you know, are you one of those people that rides with your hands up?
No, I think hands up is awesome. I do hands up. I'm not always hands up 100%, but I'm also not one of those people that does a death grip. You know, coasters don't scare me.
Right.
The thing that scares me, though, that, you know, it's not the coasters themselves. It's the parks that run them and the lack of maintenance or the concerns of
right.
that. So, okay. So, for example, my old home park, Magic Mountain, this does not make any sense to me. You know, Six Flags is not like Cedar Fair with seatbelts everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Right. Like, you don't have seatbelts to, you know, ride the merry-go-rounds. You know?
Right. Or Viper. Fuck you, Vortex. Mm.
So, you know, Magic Mountain has seatbelts or secondary restraints, you know, belt clips, you know, for like the vest restraints, things like that. For every ride there, every coaster, pretty much, except for their flying coaster. Okay.
Okay.
And it's a B&M flyer, and I love B&M flyers, okay. But think about it. On a B&M flyer, you get on it, and then you rotate it up into position, and you're hanging there. And so I get, you know, I think about it on that ride sometimes, because, you know, I'm riding it, and you're going up the lift hill, and that's a big drop. Oh, fuck, this is Six Flags. These restraints are going to fail. I'm going to fall out of this shit, and there's no, you know, clip, and there's no seatbelt to hold me in case the restraints fail. And it's a little bit intimidating, you know, but... you know, otherwise, you know, like I said, I'm generally hands up.
Y'all, we told Six Flags that they should put them on, and they were like, how much? And we said, oh, $5. And they said, no, too much, motherfucker. Let them fucking rednecks die.
And that is how a 500-pound Mexican woman died.
Sounds like the operation is at Joyland Amusement Park in Kansas.
She was so large that they got two murder charges. But you know, I have one last story I want to talk about before we get out of here. Have you all been following anything about like what the current owners of Elitch Gardens are wanting to do?
No.
Aren't they wanting to just move the park?
They want to move the park a second time, and they released renderings of what they want to do with the land. It's just a giant fucking skyscraper in a park.
So what you're saying is we need to get to this fucking park next season.
Now, they're saying this is going to be like 20 years from now. So is this going to be the reverse of Skyplex? It's done next year? Like,
oh, jeez.
You guys are not missing much at Elitch Gardens. I've been there before. It's when Six Flags owned it in the early 2000s, and it's garbage.
Yeah, I went once in like 2001, 2002.
Yep.
I literally have rode no rides at that park. It was so busy. I got in line for the SLC. We waited for an hour. It broke down. So we moved and we got in line for another ride and it broke down. And that repeated the whole day until we had to leave. I went to try to ask for my money. I said, I literally didn't get to ride anything because everything kept breaking down. There was a point in the park where literally none of the roller coasters were open because they were broken down.
Wow.
So.
Or they didn't have staffing, but they said they were broken
down. So either way, I don't really care. I mean, I feel like I still should kind of get the credits, but I also am not rushing out there. And honestly, I feel like that's a park that would maybe actually expand if they moved. But I don't see them moving the whole park again. I see them scrapping it.
No. Yep. Yeah. Selling the coasters.
Yeah. Who's going to fucking buy those? Who's going to buy an SLC?
Right. True.
Well, no. Kentucky Kingdom will put another SLC and call it T4.
Maybe that park in Iowa will buy them. The one that bought the Intamin launch coaster.
Dual buy them. SLCs.
But you know,
dueling SLCs.
Okay, yeah, dueling SLCs. That
whoever
makes
has the biggest migraine wins.
Yeah.
Slater, you know, they just had Switchfoot play at Elitch Gardens. We should have been there for ride this one.
I would rather get dick cancer.
They were actually amazing live.
No.
You know what, though? There's one last thing before we go, and that is that we need to play Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Ooh.
All right, so Marry, Fuck, Kill. Your first choice is Mama Paula.
Your second choice is Alyssa Alvey.
And your third is Joe Rohde in a wig.
Does he have the earrings on, though?
Yes. He'll take them out so he got grips.
So that's your choice. You have Mama Paula, right. Alyssa Alvey, or Joe Rohde in a wig. So what's it going to be? Marry, fuck, kill.
All right. So Mama Paula seems really nice, like the kind of person that could be around. So Marry Paula, I would fuck Joe Rohde because he's the only one on that list with a penis. Thank you guys for that.
Really? really, Jordan? Really? Really?
Hey, I know what the man likes.
I understand that, but that's not
the
whole
point.
No, you
don't. Joe Rohde?
That's not the whole point. That's not the whole point of this.
He's in a wig.
Oh, yeah. That's going to make that look better. Yeah. Okay. And then I would kill Alyssa because she married Rob, and that's, you know, that's reason right there.
She's begging for death.
All right. How about you, Goliath? What are you going to do?
Well, I'll fuck Melissa Alvey.
I mean, you don't know her name, so that sounds about right.
Hey, whatever works, right? I'm going to fuck Alyssa Alvey because, you know, she's a roller coaster expert. She votes on those fucking top 10 roller coasters in the world.
I'm just saying, USA Today. Like, that's a bitch with low self-esteem. I mean, right?
Right? Right?
Well, I guess I could do. She went to one fucking Ace event and was like, I guess Rob's the best.
You know, and that may have been true. He was probably the youngest at the time.
And then as they're in bed after a long night of drinking and coasters, and he puts it in twice and goes, wee, and just bust everywhere.
Yeah, well, and then I'm going to marry Mama Paula because, you know, she works at a theme park, you know. Why not? She's got all that money from the Kentucky Rumbler incident.
She's got a season pass. I don't know if you remember.
She's got a she does have a season pass. Okay, fine. And then, but then again, that's to Beach Bend. So what the fuck? Whatever. And then, you know, Joe Rohde, fix the fucking Yeti and you might be able to live.
Okay. And how about you, Ducky? What are you going to do?
Oh, boy. I guess I'm going to... Probably gonna marry Mama Paula because yeah, she got that theme park money. That's for sure. That's a nice perk. I'm probably gonna kill Alyssa Alvey because of her poor taste in men. So I guess that really just leaves Joe Rohde as my fuck buddy. So
all right. And you get to fuck his ear hole.
Yep.
Mm,
oh gosh.
Nothing sadder than
that. Just what I wanted for Christmas.
And Muscle Daddy, what's you gonna do, big boy?
Well. Based on who she married, I'm guessing Mrs. Alvey has daddy issues, and that's my bread and butter. So that's my fuck. Now, there's just something about fucking them ear holes for the rest of my life. I want Joe Rohde in that wig, so I'm sorry, Mama Paula.
Oh, poor Mama Paula. Well, okay. Well, you know, for me, this one's pretty easy. So I am going to marry Joe Rohde because that's Disney money, not theme park money. That's another level, bitches.
Mm.
True.
Mm. And honestly, that's fair.
I take that back.
You can't. You've done it.
Too late. There's no take back.
And let me tell you, once he's had my dick, that motherfucker gonna fix that. What he's gonna do, whatever say. So that Yeti gonna get fixed. So
okay.
I'm going to fuck Mama Paula because God, I fucked nasty before, you know. But I need her around because you know she helps the podcast. And I'm gonna kill Alyssa because I ain't got time for another crazy bitch in my life. I ain't got time. I've got enough.
You keep me around.
Yeah, I know, but you're pretty.
Thank you.
Anyways, guys, it has been great, but we have got to get the fuck out of here.
We do.
But before we do, we have to do our final thoughts. Andrew, we like to start with our guest first, so tell us, what are your final thoughts?
Okay, so I have two. Can I have two final thoughts?
Fine.
It's called Fine. Thoughts.
Okay. So my first final thought is, fuck you, Gare Bear. I was looking forward to finally like getting to talk to you because you still haven't accepted my Facebook friend request because you suck. And you were supposed to be here
today. He hasn't
today.
Accepted my Facebook friend request, bitch.
And you had to go camping instead of being on the show with me. So you suck. I'm very offended.
He does suck and he's decent at it.
My other final thought is I just want to do a shout out, be a little serious. I'm not usually serious. I met a friend actually through Ace. So, you know, basically I'm the opposite of Slater. Slater apparently pisses off people because of Ace, you know, the letters he gets. I made a friend at an Ace event. I was at Media Day for Electric Eel in SeaWorld San Diego a couple months ago. And I met this guy, Dave. And Dave runs this website and this company, basically, that's called Coaster Challenge. And basically what it is he was born with Tourette's. And, you know, he always dealt with things in public and his tics and so forth. And he discovered, because he was afraid of coasters, that he finally, you know, when he was a teenager, I think, decided to try a coaster out and try to conquer his fears. And he did, you know, like we all did. You know, we always... You know, I don't know about you guys. I was afraid of looping coasters when I was a little kid, that kind of thing. And I finally conquered them. Now I love them. So anyway, so we went on some coasters and he not only conquered his fears, but he actually found that riding coasters actually cures his Tourette's. It keeps his Tourette's at bay. And it's really
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. I mean, all of us already have enough fun at theme parks, but you know, imagine theme parks being truly therapeutic, not just for stress relief, you know, and stuff like that.
I mean,
that.
It makes sense because so, most people just get Tourette's when they're on a roller coaster. Fuck shit!
Fuck shit!
So,
only when I'm riding fucking lightning rod.
So, you know, because of what happened, Dave decided to kind of start this company and this trend, if you will, where he encourages people to face their fears. So it's called Coaster Challenge, Courage to Face Your Fears. And he does, you know, videos on YouTube and all this of him getting on coasters, interviewing people and things like that. So I encourage anyone, you know, that's interested in this, or maybe you have someone that maybe has some sort of social issue.
I've talked to him, actually. It's really great what he's doing. They actually did their first event recently. He had a group of people whose fear was swimming, so he took them out on a duck boat. It didn't go well. But they have hope for the future.
It did not go
on where things are going to go.
So,
see, it's not scary. It's going to be fine.
Oh my God.
Those waves are normal size.
So, I encourage any of you listening to check out www.coasterchallengeusa.com. Coasterchallengeusa.com, or just go to search for Coaster Challenge on Facebook. He's got a Facebook page, you know, Courage
to Face Your Fears. I'm going to do my best to properly remember to put that in the show notes so people can just follow it there.
Awesome. Thank you. So, Ducky, what are your final thoughts?
Well, first off, thank you, Andrew, Mr. Locke, for coming on and talking with us today. It's been fun. It's been very entertaining.
You fucking kiss ass.
Also, that's like my job, okay?
Kind of brown there.
That's the basement position, is the kiss assing position. Or so I've been told.
Suck
that was
ass.
In my...
Suck ass. When are you going to figure this out? Suck
yes.
and lick.
Tickle my asshole with your tongue.
I'm sorry, I'm not a great reader. It's a really thick pamphlet of stuff that I was given for the when I moved down into the basement. So I'm still working on it.
If you don't make Muscle Daddy laugh like Elmo, you're not doing your job.
That's like my nightmare.
And I only do that when you're getting deep in that ass.
Oh, please, no. That's nightmare fuel right there.
What if you really were, like, eating someone's asshole and they just started doing that? Like, I...
Oh, no. Please. I would sleep for a week. But, yeah, seriously, it's, I also wanted to say, fuck you, Garrett, for not being on here. Fuck you for going camping. And, I got 8 more credits, dude, so I'm gonna catch up to you. That's my plan.
Nice.
I wanna have more credits by the end of next year than Garrett does. I am up to...
You could do it by the end of this year.
I probably could. You know, I'm going to Kings Island soon, hopefully, so that's going to get me another... However the fuck many they have there. I'm at 54. I'm on his ass. So fuck you, Garrett. I'm coming for you. That's my final thoughts.
What is everybody's coaster count here?
I'm just shy of 200. I don't remember exactly what it is, but I'm just shy of 200 right now. I was actually going to be hitting like 260 this year, but then my mom decided to go become a fucking cripple. My life is terrible.
Yeah, Muscle Daddy, what's your count? How big is it?
I don't keep up with that shit. I have sex with women.
Oh. Goliath, what about you?
Well, if you don't count...
He doesn't keep up with that shit. He eats ribs.
What's your rib count?
145 is my coaster count currently.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, I'm somewhere in the 200s. I don't really know.
I'm at 292. Almost 300, babe.
Now, if you count the rides I fucking walk ashamed, well...
Hey, 600? He's our walk of shame champion, motherfucker.
Something like that. I'm the walk of shame champion, motherfucker.
We need to make that t-shirt.
All right, Goliath, what are your final thoughts?
My final thought is I actually enjoy the spinning. I love spinning. I would love to ride Time Traveler teacup style to get as many spins as I could get. Unlock it. Let me go to town and see how many spins we can get.
As a tip for all of our awkward, straight, young listeners, that is also proper directions on how to eat a pussy. Unlock it.
Yep. Well, of course.
Make it spin.
Of course.
Do not look her in the eye until your jaw is numb. It's not that complicated.
Don't be afraid of the asshole. It's not going to hurt
Slater,
you.
Slater, what do you know about eating a pussy?
Muscle Daddy, what's your final thought?
Well, as a stand on RT2, I really enjoy, you know, anthropology. And so I really want to thank Ripley's for giving me a new research area at the bottom of that lake to look at human bones.
Oh my God.
This child died before it drowned. I can tell by the blow to the head.
Oh. Well, you know, it's fine. Celine Dion has written a song about it. It's called Their Hearts Won't Go On.
That fucking whore Rose. She could have made room for Jack. And Slater, what is your final thought?
My final thought is I'm definitely going to hell and that we're definitely losing some listeners after this one. But you know what? Eat a fucking dick. I don't care. But you know what? Guys, it has been absolutely wonderful, but we have got to get the fuck out of here. But
absolutely
we
do.
Before we do, you all need to know how to get a hold of us. So
by the cock.
By the cock! It's not that hard. Yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So, Andrew, we'll start with you. Tell us, how can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can reach me on Twitter at CoasterSurf, and that's at CoasterSurf. Goliath, how can we get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at RTOGoliath. I'm also on LiveMe at CoasterFreak. That's where we do our live look-in. Thank you, Mr. Nemesis, for watching this whole thing. I am sorry you've been offended, but you know what you're getting into when you're watching our show.
I love Jason so fucking much. He is like one
of
my favorite.
We all love Jason.
He is amazing. He is amazing.
Thank you for liking that picture of Nova. It make her feel pretty.
Are you talking about Jason in Paradise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best. He's awesome. Hey, Jason.
Ducky, where can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can also get a hold of me on Twitter at RTO Ducky, Ducky with a Y, not an IE, in case anybody was confused on that one. What about you, Muscle Daddy? How can people get a hold of you?
You all know damn well where you can fucking find me. At RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. I still don't fucking care for Ducky. Slater, where can we find your
don't
big
worry,
sexy?
I'm gonna
make do not talk when I am talking! Bad!
Not you. You good fuck.
Fuck it. You know, my final... Wait, we're not even final. I don't even know what we're fucking doing. You know what? You can find me on Twitter at RTOSlater. You can find our show at Ride This One. Of course, we also have a phone number.
That's right. That's 26RIDETHIS. That's 267-433-8447.
That's right. You can call or text us because we are old-fashioned guys like that.
Yes, and of course we have the Facebook at facebook.com/ridethisone. And of course we do email, so ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes, feel free. Slater might give you some shit.
I might.
For
I might
five
sure
stars.
Send you...
If it's below that, you don't get shit.
Five stars.
Fuck you.
You might get shit. You might get shit in the mail.
Literally.
We will go to poopsenders.com and you're getting gorilla shit.
And of course, again, everyone go check out coasterchallengeusa.com. You know, check out, see what they're doing. They're doing some good things out there. But you know what, guys? It has been wonderful.
It has.
We love you all so very much, but...
I don't love any of you fuckers. Except Lydia, I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for listening.
Your fiance really listens to us?
Yeah, sometimes.
I believe that's the first spouse that's listened to an episode.
I know. I make her do it.
Mine does.
I do have to say one quick shout out. Thank you, guys. We actually raised $16,532.57 for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Thank you, guys. For all who all
right, I gotta go food. Catch some Pokemon. Let's wrap this shit up.
Go pick up. Go catch your fucking Pokemon.
But anyways, it's time to go, motherfuckers.
See y'all later.
Peace out, bitch.
Click, motherfucker.
I'm not recording anymore. We're done.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.